John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Game 2, Yankees at Red Sox. They lost game 1 yesterday. A little Saturday 4 p.m. start for the fans. Players seem to hate the 4 p.m. starts, but here we are. Saturday afternoon, Jake. I just left the Founders Festival, rode my bike home to record this. I'm going to ride my bike right back out. Founders Festival. Say hi to all the founders of the town. How are you doing?
You need that. You need that to space out some more room from the for the food trucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat a little something, bike home, bike back, work up a little appetite again, get another food truck.
Yeah, I had one food truck so far. It was
what'd you get, man? Come on.
Beef steak, beef cheesesteak, egg roll, basically.
What'd you get? Cheesesteak egg roll?
Yeah, I just said it. Cheesesteak egg roll.
Okay. You said beef and meat a couple times.
They call it a beef cheese wrap. So I was like,
okay, that's what we were looking for. Yeah.
But it's just a cheesesteak egg roll. They're delicious. They're here every year. So I always
get nice.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of size are we talking?
Big egg roll size.
Okay. Nice.
Like we split Twinkie? No, bigger than a Twinkie.
Okay.
We split it amongst people, so I need to go back and get more.
All right.
Yeah. Turn your knob down a little bit.
Feel caught up.
Yeah, you're caught up. I'm going to go back and crush some kettle corn soon. That's where it's at.
This is what we're looking for. Nice.
Yeah. I want to wear my hat, but you're wearing the Elgary hat, and now we're both wearing Elgary hats, and same hat is bad luck.
Wow. Don't tell that to the Yankees before they take the field.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. Well, all right. How are you doing? Did you do any food truck stuff today?
I'm good, man. No, I did something kind of similar. After the happening last night, a couple of our friends were at an event that was for Thrillist, which, you know, normally I'm not a big Thrillist guy. It's normally like, whoa, look at, you know, this place has crazy drinks, or this place has this. But I don't know. They had like,
I don't know what the happening is. I'm not positive what Thrillist is. So you've lost me completely.
Okay. The happening is what you just did. What just happened. You went to the food trucks and the event in your town.
You said after the happening last night.
Oh, the game.
Oh, okay.
The game. And Thrillist, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like a foodie thing. Or it's like things you have to do in certain cities. Like go check out this and make sure you stop by and you get this Bloody Mary that's got 20 pickles in it. So I guess a couple in our building, they know someone that works for them. And they were like, hey, you should come through. It's like there's some free food, some free drinks. So we're like, okay. So we went there and I was chilling. So I had some drinks, had some different varieties of food. It was like little app samplers everywhere you went. So that was Jakey heaven, except they did have like candy at the end. So I got violently sick. Nice. But I got recognized as Talking Jake. So that was cool.
Recognized.
Nice. Recognized.
Who recognized you?
That guy was telling you about Mickey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mickey.
I was with Jess and he's like, hey, this is going to seem super weird. And I was like, all right, here we go. He had the Yankees hat on. So I knew it was coming. He's like, man, I like work with like Hollywood talent on a pretty regular basis, but I'm kind of starstruck right now. And I was like, come on. And then we made out.
Nice. I just met Steve from Philly who calls into Talking Yanks.
Nice.
Food trucks. Yeah. Yeah. All right. The lineup today, Jake, is the same exact lineup as yesterday.
Do you like that or does that freak you out?
Well, this goes into what I was saying on our last podcast where I said, I think we're going to find a series or a week or there's going to be some time where Boone says, this is our lineup. Let's run with it and see what it does and not have an off day and a weird player every day. And we're two in a row, which is not a long streak, but for this team, I think it might be the first time this season.
Yeah, it's first or second for sure. And I think we'll probably see a change tomorrow. But no, I do like it, and I think it is a little bit of Aaron Boone being like, hey guys, you know, this is the lineup. And yesterday was yesterday. They lost a baseball game. If they went down at any point, they were going to go to their bad bullpen. The only like negative takeaways from yesterday was the Domingo shakeoff fest. Like, it's like, dude, you can't just do that. That's not good baseball. So yeah, when that happened, it was pretty much over. I know 27 outs, our guy Joe's McFly, but yesterday it didn't even feel like that. It felt like when we went down 4-0, that was going to be it, because we knew it was going to be Nestor's lost his allure. You got your boy Chance Adams. He's back, baby.
Clean inning.
But yeah, yesterday is, I mean, it's just wash the hands and yeah, run that lineup out there.
Today's wash the hands as well with Hap on the mound for me. He's coming off a great start versus the A's where he went six innings pitched, one hit, zero earned run. But I mean, if Hap gets beat up by the Red Sox fans are going to celebrate that like it matters, and it doesn't. So we'll see what Hap gives us. We were joking about like what could Hap possibly have to do to get a spot in the playoffs. Like, he would need like seven more two earned or run less starts. Now I don't even think he gets it. Four more. And we don't even think it's possible. So no. That's where it lands. We don't think it's possible. But hey, Hap, finish your season strong and walk it into next.
Yeah. I don't know. I have an odd amount of confidence in this. I think Hap has been kind of okay.
You're a Hap guy, though.
Yeah. I'm kind of the opposite of J-Hap. I'm short, stocky. I've got a lot of flair. J-Hap has no flair.
I think you're one of the Hap's biggest defenders, though.
Oh, no. He's bad. But he'll I don't know. I think he's going to go out and throw today. I mean, it's going to be J-Hap. I think it's going to land at like five innings, three earned runs, which we would have taken that from Domingo yesterday. So I don't know. I think they would have been hesitant. Like, yesterday is one of those losing wins for the Yankees. Like, they rested the bullpen. They don't really care. Like, the series itself doesn't matter. Like, the one negative takeaway from yesterday was the Domingo shakeoff fest. And it's move on and let's go.
Yeah. Well, the lineup being the same, I think, is kind of fun. And they're going to be facing a bunch of bullpen guys again, which sucks. And it works.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm especially like some of these guys, they don't even really have scouting reports on. They've never seen them before, and you're facing them for one at bat. Just kind of a bummer for the Yankees, but a smart strategy by the Red Sox, who are scratching and clawing. They have, what's this guy's name? Travis Lakins pitching.
Lakins.
This will be his first start in the MLB. It'll be his 11th game. He's come in mostly, you know, late innings. I think the earliest is a fifth. And he usually comes in not close games. He had one game where there was a 3-run lead and he came in and he came out. So my what to watch for, and I'll just get it out of the way, is we need first inning runs off this dude.
Oh, wow.
Who's never started before. And once you let bullpenning day kind of get you, you just kind of let bullpenning day get you.
Yeah.
Like when the Red Sox kept switching pitchers last night, the one point, I feel like the Yankees were just like, dude, fuck this. Like,
yeah,
I don't care. So you got to get the first or second pitcher. Otherwise, you've been beaten and you're just going to mentally be like, this doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I think mini what to watch for, which is kind of around what you're talking. I don't think it's necessarily the first guy, because, I mean, that's what the opener is all about. But that top of the order, whenever they come up, they have to send the message, because they're going to see a different pitcher every time, and they just have to put good at-bats together. DJ, Judge, and Didi, I think they need to own the opener day. Doesn't matter who's out there. You guys are still the top three in the lineup today. You need to punish them. So I don't know if it's the first time through. I don't know if it's second, third, or fourth, but you need them to do something.
Yeah.
Only run was a Gardy solo shot. Pesky pull.
Go Gardy.
Go Gardy, but...
Who do they got? They got Betts, Bogarts, Devers, Martinez, Benny, Vasquez, Moreland, Travis, Holt, and Lakin. So, same guys as usual, usual suspects. It's the offense. Like, Hap's only going to do so much. Like you said, if it's 5 and 3 runs, we're happy with it. This is on the offense. And that's kind of why they throw out the same exact lineup and say, go win this game, because it's Hap.
Yeah, stay healthy.
Tomorrow with Paxton, I bet we'll see a Clint or a Wade or someone, Ford. Be cool if they threw the same lineup out again, though. I'd like it.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe they will. Maybe they're going for that. I'd be surprised, because I still think rest is the priority. I think part of this coming off of the off day on Thursday is part of the reason they can do this. But, yeah, rest one, win second.
If they bring in the secondary bullpen, I may fully tap out. I'm going to leave my office. That's tapping out for me. I'll just go and sit on the couch and watch it and like not even care about making GIFs or videos or anything. If they get down 3 or plus runs and bring in, who would it even be?
It's whoever's outside of Sessa.
Yeah, but who's like, available?
Sessa right? Deserves to still be watched. The other guys, Lyons, Dahl.
Dahl, he didn't pitch yesterday, right? So it would be Dahl today?
Dahl mode, Dahl gang. Yeah.
Who else is out there? Yeah, Dahl. Chad can go. Or no? Yep. He might be too close to a start. Johnny Lasagna, does he deserve to be watched?
He's a coin flip. It would depend on the score. if it's like within 5, yeah. If not, no.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we kind of did what to watch for. I think early runs are necessary, knowing what the Red Sox are going to do. And you think the top of the order, no matter what inning it is, those three guys just have to set the table.
I'll build on yours. The first time through would be awesome, but that second time through would then be a necessity, because if it's the fifth inning and we're not up, again, it's going to be a lot of trash coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah. Gross. If they do have the lead, all the big arms are available to lock it down, and that should be the plan. All right, Jake, homer draft. It's the homer draft. No one hit a homer yesterday, which was crazy.
Gardy didn't.
No one that we chose hit one.
No one we chose hit home.
Yeah. We're usually the best ever, so it's kind of tough.
It is odd.
You know we don't have a Sunday night recording session? Isn't that bizarre?
That is pretty bizarre, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. For talking Yanks.
Can finally go to church.
You haven't been going to church?
No.
Oh.
Not since the incident.
Tell us about the incident.
We can't do two church talks, two pregame shows in a row.
Go back to that. Well, you can tell us about the incident, though.
Very church related.
Okay. We'll save that for the next pregame show.
Very church
related. So technically 3 straight. I'm up in the homer carafe.
You are. And everyone's just kind of itching. How's he going to blow it this time?
Ooh. Those are mean itches. Okay. I'm seeing things. Give me David John making it long gone.
Okay. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right. I can't go with Gary or Edwin or DJ. I'm going to take Judge. Okay. We both are kind of eyeing the top of the lineup, so
I'm
going to take Judge. And you know what? That pesky pole coming into play yesterday makes me want to take Didi.
Okay. I love it. Didi gets off that A swing sometimes.
How bad did Edwin look yesterday?
Edwin looked bad, and that's why I'm taking him. Okay, cool. And dude, it was actually funny. I was about to rip off a tweet like, man, Edwin always gives you a good at bat. And then he had that check swing, high fastball thing happen. Edwin's gonna reset. He's gonna show me his bird.
Great, congratulations.
Maybe hit a homer too.
I was correct on the over under yesterday. You were wrong after doing the most bragging any human's ever done.
Well, pull back some tape.
Yeah. Fucking, I'm the best. That was you yesterday. That was the tape being rolled back.
That sounded like me at church the other day, and you said there was no church talk, so that's a foul.
One foul for me.
One foul.
I think they're going to lower it to 10.
It's getting lowered.
Or
I'll go 10.5.
Yeah, or keep it at 10.5.
Still not, Fenway, right?
I'm not strong with my 10 prediction, but...
Maybe they hate Hap. I mean, Hap's not good. Yankees are favored in this game in Vegas. How about that?
Well, is it because they have the best record and the Red Sox are out of the playoffs?
Right. It's at Fenway, though, and at Fenway, Boston needs to do anything they can to win, like throwing 1,000 pitchers. Over under 11.5, Jim.
They jumped it, huh? I'm taking the under again. I think bullpen day works no matter who the pitcher is. Even if the Yankees crush one guy for 3 runs, he's going to be out of there. And then the next guy, and then have to change gears. So,
yeah, I like the under. You can only get in so much trouble, and the Yankees will be more enticed to use their good bullpen. So,
yes. The chat says release Hap question mark. And no,
no.
There was, someone asked if there was any Swedish fish at the candy, and then Alex said, don't mention Swedish fish. So Alex had your back there.
Yeah,
just shaking his head.
There was Swedish fish.
Did you have any?
I had a lot.
Oh, no.
I had a lot.
Oh, no. Jake.
Yeah, I made myself sick. I'm a dog.
Jake.
Okay. I am an animal.
It's okay.
If Swedish fish come out, there's nothing that I can do.
Wow.
Yeah. It's brutal. Sad. Right at the end, right on the way out. Could have been a nice night.
Tyler said, LOL, knew it.
I'd rather not.
Okay. All right, enjoy the game, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with another pregame show and Monday night for the series recap. Jake, give us your last words, as always.
These bags that you could fill up with candy. Oh, my God.
Did you fill up a bag of Swedish fish on your way out?
There's a lot of Swedish fish.
Did you take Swedish fish to go?
No, I filled up a bag and I ate so many before I could go that I threw it out. Before I could get outside.
All right, see you guys. Everyone go have a Swedish fish for yourselves.